what survivalists are calling the most inconvenient truth of all is that indigenous peoples who have done the least to cause climate change are suffering the most from it, and now are suffering in turn from attempts to stop it. The report provides several case studies around the world where attempts to combat climate change are violating indigenous people's rights and destroying their land. For example, in Brazil, President Lula is promoting sugarcane cultivation to be turned into ethanol as a green alternative to fossil fuels. But that sugarcane is being grown on Guarani land and is reducing the Guarani Indians to poverty and, in some cases, virtual slavery. The Penan tribe in Sarawak in Malaysia have been moved off their land, along with thousands of other indigenous peoples, to make way for hydroelectric dams. Now, the local government is promoting those dams as an alternative clean form of energy, as an alternative to fossil fuels, but that alternative clean energy is coming at a huge price. Okay. The talks at Copenhagen could have huge consequences for indigenous peoples, their rights and their territories all over the world. What Survival is saying is that indigenous peoples should be fully consulted about measures to stop climate change. They should fully participate in measures to stop climate change, and that under no circumstances should their rights be violated or their land destroyed.